Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Among the Realms. This is Diane calling from the Trinity Metaphysical Center in Hamburg, New Jersey. And with me, of course, is my friend Jackie.
Hello. Taylor. You can say hi.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hey.
And we have Mercedes over there.
Hi.
Working the board.
They can hear us. Anyway, let's see. Oh, this is also the home of the Ecrypt Ghost Hunters, the East Coast Research and Investigation Paranormal Team. Yay! And you know, I did have a question the other day. What is the Trinity for? What does that mean?
When I did the Trinity, it was for body, mind, and spirit.
Body, mind, and spirit.
It has a few meanings. It's also got the Holy Spirit and, you know, so it seems to fit for a lot of people, but you know, so I like to use the body, mind, and spirit, whether it's healing it, you know, whichever ways we do it, you know, energy work, massage, reading. So, seems to work for us. So that's where I came from. So we're a little behind schedule with tonight's episode because we had a lot of technical difficulties, had a little problem with Skype and the computers. So we are a little behind, but we're going to get going now.
So what are you talking about tonight?
So tonight we're doing how to deal with negative energy. So how negative energy affects your life and your personal self. And we do have Taylor and Alex here and Mercedes. And, I mean, we all have a few of our own stories. But we have a few experiences and techniques of what works for us and what can help others. But also, at the end, we'd like to hear any listener feedback, either you know, experiences they've had with negative energy, or if they have any questions they need help with, or even if they have some techniques of their own they want to share. So to start with, we can start with how negative energy does affect people. So people who know or work with energy, they're a little bit more familiar with it. They can kind of tell when they're around somebody who doesn't feel good, or somebody who just brings them down when they're around them. The biggest thing for negative energy is usually people are in a bad place, people who complain a lot, people who are always in a bad mood, people who are just down. They tend to have this negative energy with them. And for those who do understand energy, they actually can't be around people like that without feeling it. You know, they don't feel good. It can bring them down really fast. Others, they might not even realize they're getting that way, but it does start to affect them. You know, sometimes it's in the workplace, they don't want to go to work. Sometimes it might be a friend that's in a group of friends. And sometimes it's who you're married to, even. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we're married to somebody who's really not in a good place, and that sits in the house, and sometimes it affects the kids. If you have kids that are school age, a lot of times they're in school with people who just aren't good for them, so they do tend to, you know, influence them and rub off on them. And I know from my own experience that, you know, I never realized that I actually didn't physically feel well when I was around negative energy. And for me, years ago, you know, when I was in relationships, I was so sick, like I always had, you know, I always got a cold, I always got the flu, I was sick every month. But it was because I was, you know, down and that type of thing. And that was actually from being around somebody who was just, they were just down her, you know, whether they complained a lot, like they were never happy with things. And one of the things that keep people in a bad place is they're so busy trying to talk about what it is they're not happy about and what they want. So they are putting out what they want, but they're not grateful for what they already have. So we don't even realize we sit in that. And I even catch myself all the time. Like, if you're somebody who doesn't have a lot of money and you're really struggling with bills, you have to be grateful for the $1 you do have. Because there's people who are out in this cold right now that are homeless that don't even have a dollar. So, you know, you have to look at it that way. And that's how we can get out of ourselves. But when you're around other people, it's kind of hard because you can't tell people what to do. You can suggest it, but most of us, we just kind of try to avoid, you know. And that's one of the things I tell people. If somebody doesn't feel good to you, or if you walk into a place and it doesn't feel good to you, always trust that. It's your intuition. You know, you always want to follow that. You don't want to be, you know, immersed in that. And if you do have to be in it, you want to do your protective, you know, which we'll get into that kind of thing. But I know you have personal experience with that as well.
Yes, I worked in situations that were extremely negative. And I think the hardest part is trying not to absorb that and be negative in return. Like, you know, it's you want to respond to negative comments, but the best thing is just to let it go sometimes, because once you start absorbing the energy, it can really affect you without you even realizing it. It just kind of sneaks in. So now I can recognize it better, and I do give myself a moment of satisfaction thinking of all the, you know, revenge things I would do, and then I let it go and just, you know, not playing that game. So, but it's very hard to do. Like, it would take a lot of energy to go in and keep the bubble around myself and not let the waves of negativity, you know,
yeah,
keep
bombarding
me.
One of the bubble Diane's talking about is, like, I always teach people to, when they know they're going to be around a negative situation, or even if, you know, I do this when I wake up in the morning, whether I know who I'm going to be around, but I always tell people a picture of a white light around their energy field or their aura, and then an invisible bubble. And I always tell them to just say only the positive is going to come in and the negative is going to bounce off. And I know I tell some of my clients this, but it's the truth. My bubble sometimes has like sun rays coming out of it, which just because I don't want people even too close to my bubble. So it's good just to visually protect yourself. And it sounds funny, but if you give it a try, it really does work. So the bubble, Diane, that's one of the protection, you know, techniques that I tell people that seem to work for me as well. That's what Diane talked about.
I can recognize it. I have a friend who also is that in that kind of a situation where it's just constant criticism and belittling and stuff like that. And she's always sick. And she doesn't know why she's always sick. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I know why you're always sick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's either a cold or an upset stomach or, you know, flu-like symptoms, but not really the flu. And it's always something. Mm-hmm. And she's got, you know, other kind of, like, rashes and things like that. So.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand why she's sick, but she doesn't believe me, though. I just say, I know why you're sick. I know I can cure you, but she doesn't really listen to me, but that's okay. I keep going, you know, telling her all the time.
They figure it out eventually.
Well, she keeps going to doctors, and she keeps getting medication that does work.
So, Alex or Taylor, do you want to tell any, like, you know, just things, whether it be in the workplace or situations with people that you might have come across?
I have to agree, the negative energy to me, it's always been something that I've had to learn from. I never understood it until I started to kind of look in and see how it's making me feel around certain energies. I have to agree with the bubble about protecting yourself, and
yeah.
If it's something you have to deal with, if it's the person you can't avoid, you have to work with them. Kindness, always. If you're going to put
Absolutely.
Out that energy to them, they'll return it to you, and it'll start to work that way.
Yeah, the positive energy is a good antidote.
Well, because most people go the other way. When somebody's just either not friendly to them or just feels like they're giving them a negative energy, they tend to be, you know, the natural thing is to just be a little grumpy back and not be so nice. But putting it, you know, putting back the other, that actually bothers them more.
Yeah, I know.
Because when you're in a good spot, sometimes they don't even realize, you know, well, how come they're in such a good spot. The other thing is negative people tend to draw from the positive people. So they do tend to kind of latch on to us and want to draw from us because they don't have any of that energy. You know, so actually not giving anything back is, you know, negative back is really good. So, your turn.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I kind of get back like that. I end up going back grumpy like that. You know,
yeah.
I do that with my coworkers, and, you know, it's not necessarily what you should do, but it's usually an immediate reaction.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's just natural. You know, sometimes it's just trying to, like, stop and think a second. Just because you don't want to get it, when we give that back, we end up in a crappy mood, like we do. You know?
And it can affect you physically. Definitely.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and I have learned that it's very hard not to respond in kind, but it doesn't make you feel any better.
Yeah.
And I have never ever. Well, I'm not that young anymore, but I've never had an instance where I've done something harmful to somebody where it hasn't come back to me. And maybe not right away, but it has come back to bite me in the rear, mm-hmm. and usually worse than for whatever I've done. So I've learned to try to resist that impulse.
So you
because it's there.
Karma and...
Yeah, yep. And... It's difficult to resist the impulse, but whenever I get that, you know, inclination, I just, this is going to really hurt, you know, in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mm-hmm. just not going to bother.
Right. Well, I don't think people realize how much that type of energy affects, you know, you physically or emotionally. You know, a lot of times it's like so debilitating emotionally, you don't even, you know, you just start kind of functioning in it, and then you're sucked into it. The hard part is getting out once you're sucked into it. You know, that's
well,
what
I think the hard part is recognizing it in
absolutely.
The first place.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I think. I think sometimes people feel that if they feel this way that they're being judgmental and they shouldn't do that, or they should be accepting and... they don't realize they're getting drawn into something that isn't good for them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's, you know, part of protecting yourself from that is, like Taylor said, either you try to get away from it, but if you have to be in it, is being conscious of it, you know, in that way. And, I mean, for those of us who are metaphysical, we sage. You know, white sage, that's been used by the Native Americans for years, and that's what we've done. So we sage, you know, to cleanse, to keep negative energy away. And, you know, there's a lot of people who know how sage works, but it absolutely keeps it, not only, you know, dissipates it, but it will keep it, you know, from getting any worse. So a lot of people, definitely something in it that just kind of clears you out and you just feel good. So, you know, staging, like I stage the store every morning, I stage my home, I stage myself. So especially when you know you've been around somebody who's got a lot, you know, that they're heavy. And the only thing you can do to help them is kind of put it out there, you know, try to be that positive light and then hope they kind of latch onto that and not, you know, being more into it. But sometimes they'll just keep going farther and farther in, you know, so...
Well, you can't control what other people do.
Mm-mm. No, you can control how we react to it.
Yep. Nobody can make you mad. Nobody can make you happy. That's a choice you make on your own, how you choose to react mm-hmm. to whatever circumstances, and that's all up to you.
Yep. Now, what works best for you besides the bubble for like kind of working with negative energy.
I carry a lot of stones with me for my own protection, and I have actually given stones to other people who might not know that they're in that kind of state.
I do that too. When I'm giving like crystals and stuff to people at work, and I used to like keep them around my workspace, mm-hmm. kind of like surround.
Yeah,
people would say,
oh,
what pretty rocks.
The reason they carry the stones is because each stone has physical properties to it that help with certain things. So for some people who might be in a bad place because of relationships, they can carry, you know, rose quartz or something particular for that. Some people for finances, they have ones for that. Citrine's a great one. So the stones they're talking about are stones that can be used for those specific things for people who might not know that.
They don't just have to be the rock. A lot of the gemstones actually come in jewelry form.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you can find that, it'll be a very subtle way to
mm-hmm.
help draw that energy out of
yeah.
you.
And then it's on you, right on your person, so that works good, too. You're definitely... What works for you, Alex?
I mean, I do the stones, too, and, like, as soon as I come home from work, I usually end up saging. I sage
yeah.
my room constantly, like you do.
And use the salt.
Yeah, I have a salt line in front of my door, all that stuff, you know. I do a lot of that. I just got a new car, but I haven't saged it yet, and I really feel like I have to.
Yeah.
You know, I always saged my old car all the time, you know. Always try to keep that clean, too.
Yeah.
Whatever I took from wherever I was, if I went in the store, somebody bothered me there, I don't want to take it back in my car with me, so
well,
I do that, too.
Well, plus it's a new car, so, like, the other thing that sage does is it gets rid of any residual, anything, energy that would clears it,
mm-hmm.
you know, cleanses
yeah.
it, so you definitely mm-hmm. should sage that.
Yeah.
You know? So I think we have a caller, Mercedes has one. So, yeah, they're patching in. Mercedes is, we have Charlie on the line because he wants to share his experiences as well.
Hi.
Not that I want you.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing? How do you hear? Can you hear us?
Yes, Diana, can hear you great. In fact, there's no echo, there's no nothing. It sounds absolutely terrific.
Hey, wonderful.
I love the way it sounds, but we're talking about negatives, huh?
Negative energy.
Well, I've had quite a bit of my share of negative energy the past week. My brother-in-law passed away, and it's tough. You know, you sit there and you say negative energies, whether it's a death in the family or just something that happens at work or whatever you're doing. I think just about everybody that's probably listening in on this call can relate to negative energies. I know, Diane, I know you can, you being where you work.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we all have that. He's told us about some of the stories that are just unbelievable. But whether it's just that that customer that comes in or the boss that's hard to relate to, it's kind of tough. But me, particularly this past week, it's just been the negative energy. I don't know if you could consider sorrow a negative energy. It might be a healing energy, but it's kind of tough. It's kind of negative when somebody's brother or son dies, you know? It's kind
of tough. I don't
know
if it's the negative energy so much as I think it's a negative situation,
yeah, yeah.
but it's a legitimate feeling, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you're allowed to grieve for something that you've lost,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Like
although
money?
You wallow forever.
Like money?
Yeah.
I grieve for losing money. I grieve in that area quite a bit. I'm sorry. I'm just. It's been a long week. I'm still kind of. I'm kind of slap crazy right now because I had to drive my brother-in-law to the airport at 1:30 in the morning, so that he could get a flight out to North Carolina and get to that flight, so he could get down to Florida and beat the storm out. But negative energies. I think, like I said, we've all had some. And you know what? More often than not, I come across people that do say that they've got negative energies. And I work for a bank, and they come in, and they're looking for help either with their accounts or something. But most of the time we get around to talk to where they work. And the negative energies that are out there, it might not be the fact that their boss has negative energies, but it's past down from above, and it comes down, and it manifests itself as a negative in the worker's life. And that's so tough to handle. I mean, I can sympathize with just about anybody who's in a bad job situation. It's very tough. You know, it's just, I sort of think of it as you can go a number of different ways. You can either look for help, such as, you know, we probably got the best going with us when we have Jackie that we can bounce things off of or go for healings with and get our auras in you know, the correct sequence and knowing how we should be. Or some people relegate it to Johnny Walker or Jack Daniels or something like that. Well,
that's
hey, you
another
know
problem, though.
That's not a problem there unless you take it too far, you know. In fact, I just swore I'd think of some of my friend Johnny Walker tonight. But the idea here is that if you go through the whole bottle, then you might have more than just a negative problem, you know.
Yeah,
but
you won't remember.
You won't remember, yeah. But Jackie helps us so much with the fact that when you do go to her, like when I had my problem with my leg, I had a problem with my Achilles tendon. And, you know, when you have a physical ailment, that's a negative energy that runs throughout your entire body because if a certain part of your body hurts that badly, it affects everything, your mood, everything. Well, I went for energy work with Jackie, and I tell you what, something that my doctor told me would take 9 months to heal healed in about a month and a half. And you're talking about taking negative energies and turning them positive right within your body. If you don't know a good energy worker, you need to find one. You need to find somebody that can do that for you. And, yeah, I'm sold on Jackie. I mean, that's it. I already told her I have to come in and get some energy work in the near future for a few other things. But we had a fellow about a week or two ago that lost like over 100 pounds. Talk about negative energy. He got rid of 100 pounds. Now the guy sounds like he's an American hero. I mean, did you remember that show, right? The guy sounded great. I mean, if I lost 100 pounds, well, I know my wife would be happy. talk about negative turning into a positive. But the idea here is just the fact of, hey, come on, work with me here, right? I'm not that heavy. But
affecting other people—that's a good point you made.
Yeah.
The people
you know
who
what?
Have the energy don't realize it.
That's true. That's very true. But the negative energies that we have in our lives, sometimes I don't know. Jackie will probably be able to tell you more about this, but one can compound on top of another, and then onto another, and some people get into a particular situation where they can't deal with it only for the fact that they're not looking at each one separately. They're looking at the whole thing combined. And when you sit there and you look at it combined, it's a very hard hole to dig yourself out of. Whereas if you take one at a time and you try to heal them separately, it makes it a little bit easier. It's like that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. If you look at the whole element, obviously you can't fit it in your mouth, but if you take it one bite at a time, you know, it can be done. Well, Jackie's taught us how to do that through not only the fact of energy work, but also training us as far as, you know, how to actually do energy work ourselves, how to understand the different spirits that are around us. I'm telling you what, I just referred somebody to Jackie to sit down and talk with her. And they loved her. So, I mean, I hate to make this sound like a commercial for Jackie. It's not supposed to be that. But, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, if you're in the right mindset, you can get there by getting energy work done. If you're not in the right body set, as far as if you have some ailments, you can get to the right place by getting energy work done. And the medical industry right now is just starting to recognize how important the energies of the body are, of the mind, of the body, of the auras, everything. And, you know, to me, I'm 61 years old. Well, guess what? 10, 15, 20 years ago, I would have said, what are you kidding me? Come on. But when you see results, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Right, Di?
A lot of people come for energy work to get a cleansing or just to get rid of some
stress.
Yeah,
the reason I started doing the energy work is because I knew I was in a negative situation. I can, pretty much feel that kind of energy as soon as it comes at me, and I try to avoid it. But this was unavoidable, and, you know, I had to deal with it every day. And it just, you know, gave me
a good place to start to keep on, you know, fighting and, you know, trying to maintain a positive relationship and stuff.
Well, you know,
so
what's amazing here is, Di, you've had so much energy work done that it's changed your entire personality. I mean, and by changing your personality, well, everybody who's listening to this now ought to know that, you know, when you used to come, you know, you were somewhere around my age, a little bit younger, right around there. But today, after all of this energy work she's had done, you look like Charlize Theron. You know that actress? And, I mean, you know, if any guy wanted to come by the office, I mean, look for Charlize Theron. That's going to be Diane. I mean, come on. Stop laughing. So serious.
I'll tell you what, if she could do that, she wouldn't be in Hamburg, New Jersey. The penthouse office in New York City.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let me give you an example. I'm in sales, okay? And the first thing they teach you when you're in sales is when you pick the phone up to make a call, have a mirror in front of you so you can look at it and you smile. You know why? Because when you're on the phone, people can see your smile by the way you're talking. So even if you just smile while you're talking, they can hear that in your voice. Well, guess what? When you change your energies from the negative side to the positive side, people see that too. You could walk into a supermarket and just have had energy work done. And you know what? You'll look around and people look at you a little bit differently. They'll look at you, they'll smile, they'll, you know, say something to you, you'll keep walking. It's just amazing. And no, it's true. I mean, I don't know if you've felt it, I've felt it. And it, when you have a different air about you, when you're actually feeling better and you know things are better, you walk differently. You do walk differently. So, I mean, that's what I've experienced, at least, you know, going from negative to positive. I've seen the change dramatically, and I think that if you've ever seen little kids playing, and one, yeah, sometimes you have a great situation where both kids are equally active and having fun, but sometimes you get one that's a little bit dominant, and the other one sort of is a little submissive, and they back off a little bit, and the one that's dominant gets their way with everything. But if you see the one that's a little submissive, and all of a sudden something happens to change their outlook, all of a sudden they're on top of the world, and you can tell it just by looking at them, not because they're smiling or not because they're dancing around the field, because of their attitude and how they're talking to everybody else and not just the other person. I sit there and I say to myself, does negative energy have a big impact on your life? Yes, it does. What has a bigger one is when you turn that into a positive energy flow. And, you know, you could talk to just about anybody about it, but once you get your energy right, things start to happen. Jackie, you still there? Taking a
yeah.
break?
No, I'm listening.
I got to call you tomorrow and set up a time for an appointment.
I just want to make
sure that I have some time, so we got to work something out there. I know
yeah,
that
we're
going to
be in a big snowstorm tomorrow. You might want to wait till
tomorrow. I can't believe it. We're going to get the snowstorm tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow, but sometime in the near future, okay?
I think everybody has to stay in a positive light tomorrow while they're...
Snow is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
I love
like
having
snow. I like the snow. That means no work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
I
like because it means I'll have well water in the summer.
That too. That too. See, there's always a positive.
The more snow I've got means that all summer long when I turn on the faucet, the water's going to come out.
See,
so
that's
I,
the gratefulness that we were talking
I
about.
I love snow. Bring it on. It's a little
well,
bit,
it either
you know,
means that either means we had snow or you paid your water bill, one or the other. If you live in the city, you paid your water bill, so that's always a good thing, too.
No, as I was scheduling airplanes, I had a client that was going to be going to Asia. They were going to China for the first time. And it was a long time ago, and not very many people were going to China, so they were really concerned about this flight. And we had everything set up, and my client goes, "Oh, but what if the plane breaks? What if?" And I went, "Now you did it. Now you did it. You started the negative energy." I said, "I want you to go in your corner, sit in a lotus position, and go, om."
Well, you're being nice. I would have taken them and thrown them off the plane.
Oh, no, she just started laughing, and I said, "Yeah, that's what I'd like to hear." And nothing went wrong with that flight. It went along perfect. But, I don't want any negative talk about the flight. I said, because the plane can hear you. So I said, don't give it any ideas that anything can go wrong.
Does that work the same way with the Mile High Club?
I've never been in the Mile High Club, Charlie.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
I'm asking you about the Mile High. I'm thinking.
Besides, those bathrooms are so small anyway, Mia. Where are we going with this? Come on. we gotta get on the straight and narrow. But anyway.
What's positive for you?
Oh, it definitely was. But the idea here is that if we're talking about negative energies, we could talk about negative energies in so many different facets. How about when we did a couple of ghost investigations and the negative energies were there?
Most.
Right?
People, when I tell them that, I do ghosting as a hobby, and that's what their first concern is. They always ask me, aren't you afraid of, bad spirits or negative spirits? I said, no, they can't touch me. I don't let them. And they don't believe me that you can actually take control of it and determine, what you're going to encounter. But I prefer not to deal with it. I know on TV that they have some groups that will try to provoke, but they've got a TV show and they've got to have things happen, so
they
take that chance. But I don't think that's anything that I really need to do. So I don't deal with it. I just prefer to deal with whatever entities are there that want to talk to me. And I always view it as I'm coming into somebody else's home, and I try to be respectful and keep positive energy going. I don't want to deal with the negative stuff. So,
Mercedes, story to tell too. So, are you going to hang on the line, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, because Mercedes got a really, really good negative story.
We'll get her on the line. Let's hear it.
She's here. She's right next to us.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I thought you were off. Okay. Tell us about it.
I clicked myself in. All right. So I actually live with negative energy.
You married?
On a basis.
You married?
No, but I do have a roommate, and she's very toxic, and she kind of drives me a little bit crazy. But what I do is when she's in all of the common areas in our apartment, I try to stay in my room or just stay away from her just to shield myself from that bad energy because it's not good for me. A couple months ago, there was a situation where I was around her frequently and it was really dragging me down and it dragged me down very quickly, hard, fast, awful. And it took me a few months to pick myself up out of it. And now I've been in the shop. I've been doing energy work. It's helped me. But just putting up that protective bubble and not being around that sort of energy is really...
You try to avoid... That's what you try to do is like avoid...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just try not to put myself in situations where that energy is present.
Do you ever feel resentful, though, about having to, imprison yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's where you don't want to go. You just want to be grateful you have a place to go, not be. Or you know what I try to look at it as? Be grateful that you're in a good spot, and if that person isn't, then that's where they choose to stay. But that you're not going to let it affect you, and that you're in a good place.
And I think that's a big part of combating negative energy is being grateful for the positive energy that you have.
Yep.
And realizing. Yep. The good things that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if there's like a lot of things going wrong, just on one thing to focus on. Usually if we can catch ourselves when we feel ourselves going into that slump, if we could just catch it at that point where we're like, okay, what is it that I have positive? Because, you know, number one, it changes the chemicals in your brain. So you have different chemicals from when you're thinking positive to when you're thinking negative, which is why so many people, it's easy for them to go into a depression and that type of thing. So you want to, you know, latch on to the positive thought anyway. But that's great, you know, just like how you were saying, it is exactly what you have to do to, you know, it is a challenge when you're in it.
I've always been thankful that I have been able to, over my lifetime, have friends that are extremely positive, that have kept me in a positive place, you know, and I think that's one of the greatest blessings of my life is that I've been surrounded by these people.
Yeah.
And it also makes me a better person because I figure I have to be as good a person as they are to deserve their friendship and their support. So, but if anybody that I know is listening, I mean you.
Yeah, for the most part, if we're all in the down place or a slump, we do try to get in touch with each other and pick each other up. You know, we've done that a lot of times. It's good when you know you can just reach out to someone. So we also have Mark, who's away in Maryland, who wants to put in his little story with negative energy. He's usually the loud, bubbly person doing the hosting. He's now many miles away. So he's down to just calling in tonight. So Mercedes is getting him on the line now. So do you have anything else to add, Charlie?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, this past week has been very challenging because of the death in the family. And, besides energy work, it's funny, you know, what Diane said and what Mercedes said about the fact about, I guess it's your support system, the people that love you. If they are true friends and if they are really the people in your support system that do support you, this past week, obviously, with the challenges I've had and the wake and the funeral and all of that, you actually you get to build your energy through the people that love you, that support you, and it's funny because their energies of support for you come through so strongly. I've had so many people show up to ask me what they can do for me or just show up and support, or even if it's just a call or a text or an email and say, I can't make it, but I want you to be aware of the fact that if you need something, call me. My friends, obviously other family members, people from church, actually even customers that I know from where I work, or people, coworkers. Energy work can be had in so many ways. It's in the purest form when you have somebody who can actually do energy work on you. I think that's the purest form you can get, which is probably the strongest and the most effectual when you do have a particular problem. But it's not to be, it shouldn't be frowned upon as far as what your relationships with other people can do for you. Because those energies that you get from people, just like when I'm having a bad day. Jackie says, I'm sending you a hug because we're related together through energies. And you feel it. It's just amazing. So, I mean, publicly right now, I was going to put an email out and put some Facebook messages out to all my friends and my families and people that I know, thanking them for all of the goodness that they've sent to me this past week. It's just been amazing. And I'm sure that everybody else that, you know, in the studio right now is sitting there and they can relate to anything that I've said about, you know, relationships with their friends and people that they know. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Terrific. That's all I have to say.
Well, we're sorry for your loss, Charlie.
I appreciate that. And it wasn't expected, you know, the shoveling of the snow last week. Somebody's got a heart attack. He's had three heart attacks over the past 25 years. He goes out and he shovels a heavy snow. Probably not exactly the situation you want to be in, but he did it, and it happened, and you know what? He beat me to where the last finish line is. I mean, that's where we're all going to end up anyway. So, but the idea here is that I wish he wouldn't have gone that fast. But thank you, and is Mark still on the line? Is he still waiting to talk?
We're trying to get through to him. We haven't been able to get to the connection.
Because he was in the room while we were talking when I first called in, and he did have some interesting stuff.
Why, hello, friends!
There he is.
There he is,
Mark.
How's everybody doing tonight? I am dealing with such bad connectivity here at this hotel. I have the hardwire and the Wi-Fi both plugged in. I'm wearing my aluminum hat and my special rocket ship underpants just so I can get some kind of semblance of a signal out to you guys.
Did you have to pay extra for that?
No, actually, you know what's nice? Because...
Look in the movie signs.
Because
aliens.
My union owns this training school, I don't pay it single red cent for all this wonderful stuff I get to do. But
really?
That is a completely other story that we'll talk about another day of just how lucky it is to be union. It's not an event. It's something.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
He lost the aluminum hat. Must be the union.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
There he is. Now we get
All right. All right. So I'm going to ask you guys to bear with me on this. I'm going to talk nice and slow. I'm probably going to go in and out. But guess what? That is life. What it's called, you have these negative people, it's almost referred to as, like, they call them a psychic vampire, and it's not the kind you're thinking. It's not like, you know, Bela Lugosi sitting there with the thing in front of his face and chomping on people's head and sucking out their thoughts. It's just, they're regular people, just like you and I. I mean, there's nothing immortal about them. They live and they die, and they go through life. And it's interesting because when you have, like, a regular person in a regular relationship, you give and you take together. You guys share energy back and forth. What these psychic vampires do is they suck your energy. And again, I don't mean just sitting there and, like, you know, sucking on your head or sucking your blood. They drain you. You're next to one of these people, and you feel drained. And it's weird because there's two different types I found. There's a conscious or intentional or an unconscious. The conscious psychic vampire is somebody that purposely manipulates people, like a boss. They're usually arrogant, they're very angry, very controlling. And again, these people will just drive you crazy and suck you dry. They thrive on that. They need that. I always joke around, like, you know, I love hearing people's misery because it just makes me feel so much better. That's just because of work, because I work, you know, 30-hour days. And if someone's complaining to me, I'm not getting 12 hours of sleep, I said, oh, just feed me your misery. I grow in that. Oh, maybe I'm a psychic vampire like that. That's the conscious type. They'd love to manipulate these people. The unconscious type, this is kind of interesting. They don't know that they're doing this. And they do it on a different level, whereas this conscious psychic vampire is actively just constantly putting you down, just drawing off you. The unconscious person, they're going to drive you like kids. my kids or my will ask questions, and everyone has kids that ask questions, and after the same question is asked about 37 times that minute, you start to get a little agitated, and it keeps going on, and it starts to drain you, and eventually you're just like, enough, fine, whatever, and you're done. And that's them actually feeding off that energy. The reason it's unconscious is because they don't understand they're doing it. They're seeking that energy through your ideas of that question, or your answers of that question, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that positive feedback that way. Characteristics of these unconscious people is they're disorganized. Now, we all know somebody like this. We all know somebody that is the classic hot mess. I mean, you go to the car is crazy, their whole life is always in shambles, and you always seem like you're the one that's going to go in and fix it. And it's somebody that the unconscious one is, they expect you to help, where you do it once, and then all of a sudden, well, now also you're hearing all their problems a second time. You're hearing all the problems a third time. You're hearing all the problems a fourth time, and they suck you into it. And a lot of people are probably going click, saying, holy cheek, bad word, I know somebody like that. And that's what it is. They're unconsciously draining their energy through all these actions. Both these types, these unconscious and unconscious, a way you can tell them is they see the world negatively. Every conversation that they start is negative. It never starts with, what a gorgeous day it is. It always starts with, oh, all this snow. And they want to hear your feedback. They're living off of that feedback. They need that feedback. That's what they're getting from. And as you're sitting there trying to answer them, trying to tell them everything is going to be okay, everything is going to be fine, and they're constantly being more and more negative, think about that. You have that experience with somebody. How do you feel? They're draining your energy. They're psychically draining you. Again, they're not sitting there putting fingers on the head, and woo-hoo, but they are feeding off that energy, just sucking it in. Now,
well, the trick is to know they're doing that and not let them. But that
exactly.
takes a while to figure out.
Now, there's six steps in dealing with these people. And I took some notes and everything. I was doing a lot of reading the other day. There's six steps of dealing with these people. The first one is you have to identify when someone is behaving that way that sucks your energy, undermines your energy, your exploits. I mean, if you're doing something and they're purposely coming in to screw it up just to make themselves happy, that's the psychic vampire right there. The other one is, like, you know yourself. Know what's natural. Know how you normally feel. If I know that when I wake up, and everyone has a circadian rhythm, like, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon or 3 a.m. normal sleep schedule, you get tired. So I know around 2:30 in the afternoon, I normally get tired. But now I got this new coworker, and why is it, you know, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, they're around me, I'm just not feeling it. You know, they're picking up that juju. They can be consciously or unconsciously draining you that way. The other one is find powerful ways to resist this stuff. One of the easiest ways to shut down some of these unconscious ones is with the simple word, no. When these people are like, oh, my life is in shambles, let me tell you about this whole thing. No. I don't want to hear it. I'm done with it. It's driving me nuts. Am I breaking up in and out badly?
No, you're fine.
Sweet. Yeah. So,
I think we've engineered it. Got the engineers working on this tonight.
Nice. Everyone always says the most powerful word is yes, but guess what? When you're dealing with a negative person, the most powerful word you can give them is no. I'm not going to fall prey to this. What's that?
What do you have to say, Taylor? Taylor's sitting there waving at me going, I know.
Pick me.
Well, I still have a couple more steps going on here.
All right, hold on. We've only got a couple minutes, but let's go with Taylor for a minute.
Okay.
I've actually done a lot of research about this in high school, because it was something I stumbled upon, and I just didn't understand why I was so depleted. And I do have to agree with Mark. It is sometimes someone that you do know, someone that you do try to go and help, and they just constantly come back, constantly just relying on your energy to get them through the next thing that's going on in their life. And it took me a while to separate from those relationships and try to gain the distance, but it just...
You felt a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can, you know, you don't have to gain the distance sometimes if you have a strong sense of self. But that takes a while to get to that place. I wasn't like that when I was in my 20s. I didn't, but now that I'm nowhere near 20 anymore, you know.
All right, 30.
It's a distant memory.
Yeah.
It's a way distant memory, but it's become easier. And, you know, I just don't let it, I don't mind if it's around me. I let them be what they are. They're not going to affect what I am. So go ahead, Mark, you've got 2 minutes.
No, I get a couple minutes. I don't know what we got left here. We got 2 minutes? Okay, hold on. Where was I? I got to go through my notes again here. All right. So where was it? We were just talking about the power of no. There's other ways, too. They talk about holding your hands in certain ways, but I like the simple just no. That stops everybody cold. Though you have to look at one thing is, again, sometimes these people are your boss. And you have to, you know, with the whole work situation, you have to handle that with a little bit more tact. That's a whole other story right there. Another way to protect yourself is for you yourself to believe that this person does not control your life. Because, again, these conscious or unconscious people, whether you fall into the unconscious persons of everything they need you, or this conscious person is physically going nuts, guess what? It's your life. You control it. The only time someone controls your life is when you join the Army and you sign that piece of paper and you're signed up for a while. Then you have a drill instructor controlling your life.
Well, you still have a choice there. You can either choose to listen or choose to live in the brig. So
exactly. But can you leave the brig on your own?
Nope.
See, they still got control. Here's one I'm going to try to get this really quick. One of another ways to protect you is purple. And the cool thing with Trinity is, what is your color, Jackie?
Purple.
Exactly. The other one, they talk about building a psychic wall around yourself, a bubble of light. Bubble up, right? The other thing, too, is you can diffuse these people kind of just by upping the ante on them. They're being negative, be extra positive. one last thing is, you
got
to be responsible for yourself for what you do. Oh, you do. Well, guess what? I'm going to be responsible and turn it back to you guys and say, have a good night.
Just in case we get signed
off,
Mark, we're all saying goodbye.
Do good in school. We'll see you next week.
Yep. See you next
week. See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye,
Mark.
See you later.
Bye, Jackie.
And Diane.
Alex
and Charlie.
And Mercedes.
Okay, thank you for listening.
And good night, Charlie. We'll see you next week, too.
Bye, Charlie.
Good night, everyone.
He got cut off. God. I'm telling you, I don't know what we'd do without the whiteboard. See, we did the whiteboard nice. I didn't get the... This is what I get every week.
You. What's it say?
Or you're not loud enough, and it's like that when he's writing... Mark, and I'm like, I can't concentrate on what I'm saying. And then I'm like, we're just like sitting here shooting the poop, having a good old time.
I told you American Sign Language would come in handy.
And I got all these texts saying, oh my God, you guys sound great, great show, you sound fantastic. As soon as we get a board, it'll be so nice.
I realized halfway through me telling my story that I didn't click the microphone, so what I was saying was picking up through that mic, and that's why I was yelling.
I thought it was anyway.
Yeah, but I have this mic that
you want to know something? I think this works better than...
Well, you know what? Actually, I heard the person talking when it was on Taylor's ear more than when I had it out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if there was some way just to have, like, one thing that amplified it, it was perfectly fine. It was much easier than, I mean, it took us four, if we set it up like that, it doesn't matter because really we only need one person that can hear the person. The first time we did that, Mark just was saying what the person was asking. And since we didn't have enough time for outside people to call in, this is the first time we didn't do that. You know,
I can shut all this down, right?
Yeah, it was way too short, you know. So it was not enough time to get that. But I thought it was pretty good. Everybody said it was great. You know, I mean, we could have covered more